We're going on Rosie O'Donnell's gay cruise again sometime in...
Probably.
June or July?
July, I think.
And it's the Norwegian Dawn, and it was just in the news that it had a problem. It was leaving Florida, I think, and hit some Atlantic's what?
It's just that if we would have the newspaper in front of us, we would know exactly, and we wouldn't have to say, I think.
We left it in the car, so we don't have the energy to tell you exactly what happened.
He left it in the car.
Some windows broke. And then everybody was nervous.
Yeah, something happened on the sea where they were hitting rough waters, and everyone got really nervous, and then because of that, the windows broke. And then some guy was playing...
He played the leader of the band, or whatever. I don't know what room this is. You know, it's got to be a certain room.
Right.
Or maybe there's a big piano on the main lobby. Played the Titanic song.
As everybody was scared. Like, let me remind you what can happen on a ship.
And then there's an announcement that all drinks are free.
Yeah. So Keith was hoping that that would happen.
I hope we get into something.
Hey, all you assholes, come and listen to us. It's the Keith and the Girl Show.
How's it going?
It's okay.
All right.
So what are we talking about today?
I guess Friday's show. You're looking better.
Oh, yeah. My tooth.
What happened?
My tooth just kept getting worse and worse. And when I first went to, if you heard other shows, my wisdom tooth is growing towards the rest of my teeth. It has a huge hole in it, and it's just getting worse and worse until finally. And then I went to NYU to get it fixed, and they didn't fix it. But I do have an appointment April 2nd to extract it. However, it just kept getting so bad. I'm crying like a lot. And last night I was just. I don't know. I think I was...
She wanted to die the night before, and then last night was the worst. Maybe it was for the last 3 days. Just wanted me to punch her in the face. And I know it wasn't a joke that when she said she's thinking about banging her head against the wall and passing out.
The pain is debilitating. It's debilitating. Anyone who's ever had tooth pain will understand. And now I'm getting all these emails like, I've had tooth pain and I understand. And I think it sounds so stupid, like if you didn't have any tooth pain ever in your life, you're like, okay, it's a tooth, you little baby. But I'm rocking back and forth like, I can't do this. And I'm shaking and I'm like, make it stop. I'm going to hit my head against the wall. Just punch me. Just do something. And you were tempted.
After the first day, the next day, she's like, it makes sense to me. Cutters? Cutters make sense to me.
And before I go to sleep, If I have pain, and it's just, you know, slight pain, and slight pain is really harsh pain, but I can actually deal with it. My little wonderful dream, like my pre-dream, you know, everyone thinks about something before they go to sleep. So what I think about is a knife cutting the skin of where my tooth is and then opening it up.
Opening up your mouth, the side of your mouth.
Oh,
so you mean?
Like my gum, so that you can take the tooth out, and then pliers going in there and just removing it. And that's, I'm like, oh, that would be so great. Pliers and cutting my gums. Ah, and then I relax and go to sleep.
You haven't seen that movie Affliction with
no,
the great Nick Nolte and his dad. And it's about just like abuse, like the dad abused the son, abused Nick Nolte. So then Nick Nolte, you know, it's an endless cycle. Uh-huh. And, like, abuses his kid, I believe. But anyway, some little side thing is him having this tooth pain. Like, he's bothering more and more, so he drinks and, you know, starts hitting the sun more and more until finally, like, during the final scene, I forget what happens, there's some kind of murder. He takes pliers and tears his own tooth out.
Oh, that feels good. Oh, that's a good idea. And that reminds me, like, the abuse reminds me, I'm so mean. When my tooth starts hurting, I'm very short. And I feel so bad. I'm like Dr. Jekyll, you know. Yeah. It's just terrible. And then after the tooth pain's gone, I'm like, sorry, baby. Mm. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean it. You know, I have tooth pain. And then it's so weird when you touch me, like when you're just like, you know, just touching my arm, like, oh, baby's going to be okay. I can't even feel it. I'm just like fuming. And then after when I'm okay, I'm like, ooh, that feels nice. Like, I just want to hit you no matter what you do. And I'm wondering, like, why you're not stabbing me in the heart.
Because that's what you want. That NYU, of course, that's a piece of shit. Don't ever go to NYU. Don't go to a school to get your teeth done. Don't go to a doctor. Don't go to a school.
Well, they should have had. I think the problem is only a student was looking at me, and he kept any question that he has to go to a separate room, which is probably the actual dentist lounge.
We talked about them giggling, right?
Yeah, and they giggled. And then they come back, and he's like, well, my boss says, or my whatever says, that this, that, and the other. And then I ask another question, so they have to go back and...
Hold on.
Yeah, hold on.
I don't really know that one.
So they ended up sending me off, even though they considered it an emergency, and they're like, oh my God, this is another thing. When people ask me what's wrong, when any dentist or whatever, the students, when they ask me what's wrong, I'm like, this is wrong. And they're like, well, how about... And I just want to go, just look at it, and you'll see, because as soon as anyone looks at it, they're like, whoa, okay, we need to remove that right away. So the fact that they didn't do anything, they just sent me on my way, even though they were like, wow, this is a major issue. It, by the way, is about to hit a nerve. And when it hits that nerve, or during the operation, when...
If it hits that nerve during the operation.
Yeah, if during the operation it hits that nerve, I might not have any feeling all around that area for the rest of my life.
Like, you'll be like, when they give you that shot and your bottom half of your lip is numb and you're drooling all over yourself, it's going to be you.
Yeah, they said that's what it's going to feel like if that's what happens, and it's minimal, the likelihood of that happening, but oh my God, can
you
imagine?
That's their job, though, you know, they have to say all that
stuff.
I
know, but it could even happen for like 6 to 12 months.
Little kid, and by kid, I mean, you know what, 20-something at least, right? 25, I mean?
In the upper 20s, because...
Okay. You don't need to be told that in giggle form.
You might not have any feeling, you know. I'm
sorry.
Is that
okay? Is that okay to say? Yeah, we like this. We like this new dentist today.
So what happened was, I was crying so much last night. I just cried myself to sleep, and then this morning, Keith is like, "Here's your new dentist. We're going right the fuck now." And we go over there, and he's really cool. He's like 10, and he definitely takes care of himself. He definitely doesn't look his age, you know, that kind of thing. And he's like super cool dentist, and that scares me usually.
It can be scary or good, like when they don't wear the lab coat. I guess you don't have to wear the lab coat.
I see some of his chest hair. Right. I'm like, where are we going out to dinner, you know?
Hey, like, guys.
Exactly. Hey, how's it going? And I think...
should get this done. This is bullshit. Is that okay to say? I'm like, yes, it is. Let's keep it real.
Just tell it like it is. Yeah, he's cursing or whatever. And then I think... You didn't notice this. I forgot what his first name is, but he said, like, let's say his first name's Bob. He's like, don't worry, call me, just say Bob, I'm such and such. And I'm like, I'm not calling my dentist Bob. Right. I'm calling you doctor, whatever your name is, or like something.
Sir.
Yeah, you're holding a drill to my mouth. No way. I want to know that I can call you doctor, that you got your degree. So I'm in the chair, and my whole thing is with NYU, they only wanted to do that one tooth. I have so much more going on in my mouth. I have to remove all my wisdom teeth. I have a crown. I have a possible root canal. I have a couple of fillings. Like, they just list it. So I want to go under anesthesia and just have everything done. And the NYU doctors are like, no, we have to really focus on that one tooth that's killing you because it's such a huge job. Then you come back and you can go under and have the rest done. This guy's willing to do it all at once, except for a couple of things that are just really minor that, you know, can be done before or after, which I'm totally cool with because they don't involve any needles or anything. So, wow, I hope people are interested in my teeth. So
you can't be the only one dying.
Right? It's killing me. So then, so I'm thinking like, okay, I'll just wait until the appointment where he can put me under because obviously we can't do it that same day. He's like, well, I'm not letting you go with all that pain. He put things in the tooth so that he put antibiotics and some other stuff to make it stop hurting.
There's a big hole in the tooth.
Yeah. So he stuffed the tooth with stuff that would make me stop hurting. He also gave me antibiotics. He gave me Valium so that when I come, because he saw how nervous I was at the dentist office, he said, take it an hour before you come and just, you know, make sure somebody drives you. But that's the first guy. He's like, I don't want this nervousness. He's like, here's some Valium. And one other thing. And he gave me painkillers, which was Motrin. So Motrin wasn't that great.
But it sounds good, though. But he already, that's all you need is Motrin. He knows how bad it is.
Yeah, and I don't think I'll be having pain because he stuffed the tooth and he's avoiding the pain. And then he says, here's my home number. Hello, who the hell does that? And I'm a jerk, I guess, because I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this dentist that he's being so nice and so accommodating and so, like, he still has a good bedside manner and he's been doing this for probably at least 20 years or something. I'm like, there's something wrong with you, you crazy fuck. You're being so nice. He's like, Keith, if she wakes up in the middle of the night, you make sure you give me a call. I'm like, what? How are you encouraging this? It's not like you're delivering babies. I waited until my tooth was rotting out of my mouth and I get to call you up at 3 in the morning and go, ouchie, ouch. much.
Maybe we're doing it on a payment plan. What do you call that?
Oh yeah.
What do you call that?
I know it's a special payment plan that it's like a credit card.
No, but not instead of being called payment plan, what do you call it?
I don't know. What do you call it? What do you mean instead of a financing?
Financing.
Financing. Okay.
It's
a new dentist.
I wonder
thing.
If like maybe he wants to give you the number because if you kill yourself, maybe the finance company like checks on you every 4 months and it's like if you're dead, we get some of that money back, doctor.
Because you told him that I wanted to shoot myself in the face.
Mm-hmm, I shouldn't have said that on the air.
You should.
Because the doctor said, "Hey, in case you guys have a radio show, I just want to say explain the law."
But before, like the freakiest face I got from Keith is when the next morning he's like, "We're gonna get it done now." I'm like, "I think I'm okay."
Yeah, she was fine. When she's not in the pain, she's ready to kill herself. I say, we're going on Monday. I said this on Saturday because, you know, we have work on Sunday, and I think it's going to be hard to find a doctor on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I said, at the longest, Monday. No. You know, and all she's probably thinking is, I haven't fixed the door handle yet. No, this is the – I can't take this 2 more weeks. Not 2 more weeks. Kill me. Not 2 more weeks. I'm like, this isn't helping you think in 2 more weeks. You know, I'm sure the pain is real. I don't think you're exaggerating, but it's not helping thinking 2 more weeks.
Yeah,
you'll
like,
do it Monday.
Shoot me now. Just
okay,
shoot
so
me
here's
now.
Where we're going to go. I think I'm okay. I wanted to tape that and play it back for her next time she's crying.
Because when the pain is gone, you just feel like a normal human being.
Oh, and she wanted to just leave thinking that she couldn't be put under today and nothing would happen. She's like, no, wait until anesthesia and they do my whole teeth. And I'll just lock myself in the room and I'll cry to sleep. And you turn the TV on real loud downstairs and you won't hear. I need the anesthesia.
Because I told her... Because when I start freaking out, you don't want somebody to see you freaking out because you're like banging your forehead with your fist like you're a maniac.
You're like, I didn't see that.
You're like, oh my God, how could this be this terribleness? Like, you're pulling out your hair, like literally. So I'm like, okay, leave the room now. And then he walks in on me and I didn't know you were there when I was like, oh fucking hell.
Did you? I wasn't. I came in. You said how long you were there. So I'm like,
I know.
I didn't know you were there, and I'm like, oh, some freaky shit just happened.
Some freaky shit did happen. So that I said, he can't take care of me today. Don't worry about it. When I'm in pain, you go downstairs. You leave the room. I'll yell my head off. Maybe the neighbors will hear, but you won't because the TV will be loud. And then we'll go to sleep when it's all done.
It's fine. Listen to your new stand-up show. You got to study it anyway.
Your stand-up show was awesome.
I was a little nervous, and then I dug it. I practiced it for three days.
It was really, I was so proud. I was telling him that thank God we don't, like, there's no way he'll ever let me do this, and there's no way that I would allow myself to do it either, but I wanted him to wear, like, a little earpiece that's connected to my little tiny microphone, and I'd be sitting in the back going, oh my God, baby, you're doing such a great job.
I doubt it will happen, but it's appreciated.
I had to stop myself from, like, moving to the back and like putting my thumbs up with a big old Kool-Aid smile like, yeah baby, yeah.
No, I was real proud of it. But we got there. This is at the South Comedy Hall, who's, by the way, his link is off my site. I'm like,
good, fuck him and don't ever go there. And by the way, the food really does suck. Sorry to the people who came. I had their spring roll, if I may, before you
which
continue.
You've had before, right?
Yeah, I didn't have the spring roll last night. And I didn't have it again.
Oh, okay.
Ew. I had their spring roll. Now, what's in a spring roll usually?
There's
cabbage, but there's also extra special goodies. This one was just raw cabbage. Just raw cabbage in some, like, almost thin fajita thing. I was like, thanks a lot.
Was it at least deep fried?
No.
Oh, because it was raw.
No, it was raw. Anyway, so, okay.
I don't know. So we said, we tell him there'll be 100 people there when he pins us down to a number.
Right.
And I put all my faith in Time Out New York, knowing that if it was listed in Time Out New York, anybody I work, because I don't keep in touch with people, but people I work with, anybody I would have dated, any friends of friends, I think would check it out. Comics would check it out.
But even still, there's some people who religiously check Time Out New York
definitely.
For what to do in
New
York.
That too.
Yeah, so you definitely did it ahead of time and you mailed it to this person.
And I wrote it again and I sent it again and then I said, I hate to be a pain in the ass. Did you get this?
What was her response?
I'm not sure if I...
this is all with email.
Right, I'm not sure if I put it in or not. I don't think that I did. It doesn't sound familiar. But if I did, it'll be in there. If it's in there, it'll be in there.
Yeah, thanks for
I'm
your
like, student. Well, I guess it is free, right?
You can't even bother checking for me if it's in or not, or if you even ever heard of me before. But you've been okaying my ad.
So it's showtime. There's 10 to 20 people in the place.
And we didn't notice, and I kind of take the blame for this. Like, we thought telling people 6:30, and then it actually starts at 7. Mm. We figure people get out of work at, like, 5 or normally kind of like 6 in Manhattan. So we figure it'll be like a nice after work thing and food and all that kind of stuff, drinks. Turns out it took a lot of people a lot of energy to even get there by 7:30. Like, my friends were like, please do this at, like, 10 o'clock next time. And I thought 10 o'clock would be, you know, after everyone gets home and, like, I don't want to leave the house. But well, if you're going around.
If I go into the city, I'd rather stay there.
Right. So I guess we need to give next time people, they should go out to eat and then just come to the show. But we have a lot of ideas for the next show. Anyway, so Sal's getting nervous.
So he's getting very nervous because it's like he said, that, you know, during that meeting we talked about on another show. You know, he's like, no, I've done this many times, and this amount of people doesn't show up, blah, blah, blah. Then finally I say, you know, I think this is going to be it with people. You know,
right.
I apologize. You know, we can make it a free show now, and you'll get your drink and food money.
Yeah, and I was saying, if we can just say it's free, just get people's asses in the seats.
I'll give him 100% of the door money that he already has.
Right, which was a decent amount of money. And really, our friends ate there. They had drinks there. They had more than their 2-drink minimum. They're always good like that. So, you know, you get more people in there, and more people will spend the money on the place. This is how many people you're getting anyway. Now, do you want to make more money on drinks, or do you not want to make more? So he's like, nobody gets in here for free.
Yeah, like okay. He's going to start something. Everybody's going to get confused every day, you know? So, and then he says, then we had flyers, and we had, if you mentioned Keith and the girl, he's like, people are coming up doing this and that, and this isn't business. This isn't very businessy.
It is business, though.
Right.
That's so business. Right. Is giving people half off just to get them in there. Anyway, so he's disappointed, but then you get on stage and you fucking rock. And it was a really good show. And everyone's saying it's a really good
show. Yeah, by the end of the day, there were probably 30 or 40 people. And I'll tell you what, there was more tables in the back, say 12 chairs, and those seats in the front, how many could there have been? 8?
Yeah.
What else would he fill up?
Right.
You know, I understand, and I'll get to the point of promising 100. I'll definitely get to that point. But where, sure, those places could have been more people, but, you know, the way that's set up, it's not packed like a comedy club, and that's why we picked it.
Yeah, but it looked good. I mean? Like people were occupying pretty much every area, except for a couple tables in the back.
Right.
Yeah.
And we just heard the video. I just saw it. I like it, and I like the audience sound.
That's true. The audience. You know, it was a good response with the audience.
Yeah. Also, so I end up maybe 3 times apologizing to this guy, and at the end I'm like, oh, I hope you know, we can work together again sometime.
And you lost money on this because he got to keep all of the door,
right?
The door money,
and I paid like $40 for the sound guy and what else, something else. Anyways, and then I borrowed my sister's
laptop,
and this isn't the sound guy's fault, but it just came in shitty. Into the laptop. And that's what fucking makes me mad. What makes me mad is apologizing to this guy like 3 times. Well, how about apologizing to me about the recording equipment that you said you fucking had
every time.
3 or 4 months ago, Sal Froio?
You know what? Every time he said, how many people are you going to bring? He said, that's how many times he said, I have the recording equipment.
Right.
Sal, you sure that you have the recording equipment? Because the only reason why we're doing it in this
venue. And
you even
said that, if we don't have the recording equipment, there's no point in doing it because I don't repeat jokes.
Yeah, and so then Thursday came, and that's when we realized, the Thursday before the Friday show, that's when we realized we don't have the recording equipment. And so
and
now
the only
we have
thing
to-
I can do is bring in a laptop, bring in, no offense to my sister, her shitty laptop. And the reason I say shitty is because it's a little slow when things pop up, and that makes me nervous about recording something.
Right, and it's a huge file. It's an hour's worth of something through a microphone.
Right, who knows what she has on there, you know?
Yeah,
her work stuff.
And then it took forever to save. And
oh, it takes so, and then it took so long to save as an MP3.
And we're kicking people out like, oh, meet us at Nice Guy Eddie's, meet us at Nice Guy
Eddie's. By the
time
we show up, most of them have to go home. They can't party anymore.
Right, because we had to wait until it saves us 2 different files.
But then we get to Nice Guy Eddie's, we find out you guys didn't tip, and I got to pay $20 on my own birthday.
Oh my god, that was terrible.
My friends.
Yeah. Oh my God, we came in on a totally separate tab than everybody because we came so
late. And we're
late.
A little happy. I'm like, good, we won't get fucking messed up in this mess of a check.
Yeah, somehow we'll be okay this time. But no, somehow we ended up having to tip for everybody that came.
Yeah.
And we tipped, I don't know, they must have tipped a little bit. And you can tell on the waitress's face, like, your friends are scumbags. And we're like, okay, we'll fix it. Don't worry about it. Sorry. Yeah. And I'm going to talk to people about that and see what happened.
All right.
Damn it. Good. That makes me so mad.
We should send the show, pay your fucking tabs, send that show to all our friends.
They're not going to, nobody's going to think it's them. Yeah. They're all going to think, like, I know, right? Such and such. What a dick.
If you wonder it was you, then it's you.
They're not wondering anything. Anyway. And then we had Carvel cake, and I haven't had Carvel in so long, and a lot of junk food that I used to eat when I was younger, I only have good memories of. Like, you know, you grew up the same way. Like, there was no McDonald's. There was no, like, we're not allowed to have right. any kind of junk food. So whenever you have it, you're like, oh, my God, yeah. this is the best thing I ever tasted. Like, Domino's was, like, killer, and anything from McDonald's was awesome. So, like, everything. So I remember Carvel with the crunchies and the vanilla and the chocolate yeah. and everything. Then I taste it at your birthday, and I'm like, oh.
It's ice cream.
Damn. That's not great.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
It was cute. Like, the right. the idea of it was cute. Right. But,
I dug the top of it. I'll never get over that we have technology now to take pictures and put them on cakes.
Yeah, I took the picture of his...
First CD.
Yeah, the cover of his first CD, and I had it turned into a sheet on the top, and it just looks so incredible,
yeah.
doesn't it?
Yeah.
If I do say so myself.
Last year's was a sweaty picture of me at a party. She put that on the cake.
That was awesome.
And then, but that would have been a total surprise, except for my douchebag friend, Craig. We're in the back, and you could tell Craig's about this. He's holding the cake.
Well, we're in the car, and right. we pick up Craig on the way to the venue last time, and then Craig's like, oh, let me see the cake, and I'm like, don't tell Keith what it is because he hasn't seen it. And he opens it, and he's like, and he starts cracking up because it's a picture of Keith, and it's like, we have to put the picture online if you don't mind to let everybody see.
I do mind, but I know it's in the CD, I believe.
Oh, it's in the CD?
Isn't it?
I think it is. Look at it now. But anyway, so he opens up the cake, he starts cracking up, and then Keith goes, what is it a picture of?
Yeah, it is.
And what? Oh, it's in the CD? Okay, well, if you buy the CD, it's in there. So what does Craig say?
Oh, no, I won't say what it is. I won't say it is. It's a picture of a dick. It's a picture of a dick. It's a picture of a dick.
And I'm like, okay, it's a picture of a dick. Okay. That's true.
All right, I'm starting to put it together already.
Well, you're goes, quick like that.
Yeah, and then he adds, it's a picture of a real asshole. Okay, it's a picture of me.
But you were still a little surprised.
I was very surprised.
I'm going to kill Craig.
Anyways.
So now Sal...
Fuck Sal. Hey, Sal, where's my clothes?
You were actually supposed to win $5,000 in that competition. You won. You won $2,500 because that night he changed it to, yeah, it's $2,500 and $2,500 worth of clothing. Right. He changed it that night.
For winning that competition.
Yeah.
Which we ended up talking about at the show at his venue.
Oh, oh my God, that was the funniest thing.
That's
the
how the
first
CD
thing
starts.
That Keith opens up with is making fun of that guy's competition in his own damn venue. That was balls, babe. I couldn't believe it.
And I know he wants me to be in his new...
he's got a new competition. At first, the new competition was what? Win
$25,000? $50,000? Yeah.
And then by the time it was getting closer, it was $25,000. Now it's $10,000.
Now it's $15,000 in cash and prizes.
Cash and prizes.
And that'll go down too, but yeah, the cash will be...
I bet the clothing is like, these socks are worth $500 each. Not the pair.
Yeah.
Each sock is worth $500 yeah, yeah. and you get like 10 pairs or something.
Well, now that he's going to think I owe money...
Yeah. Oh, you might not get new clothing.
That'll be his justification to not give clothing.
I
you know
believe
how
that.
Anybody just needs an excuse, which I really don't care. You know, of course, you know, next time we go somewhere nice, you know, we'll yeah. care. But.
Whatever, it's his Goomba clothing.
Yeah. And he's going to, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about
it. So he asked me before, you know, we had our little tiff, that asked me to be in this show. But he's never told me about, you know, you also, you know, any, I said this before, any of the top 10 people in that contest are supposed to be paid performers at his club.
Right.
All right. We go past that place and we see those top 10 performers outside barking like dogs to get people into the show, not even knowing if they'll be allowed to be in the show because they didn't get enough people. That's the honor of working at his club. Me, I don't know if I just let off this vibe that, you know, I would definitely never do that. I was never asked to do that. But I've never been asked to, you know, be at that club.
Right.
I won your contest.
Right. He was
one that ultimately judged, no matter what you say, you know, no matter who you say the judges were. It was you.
And you're supposed to get a paid spot.
So then give me a paid fucking spot and let me bring some people in your club. I'll bring 100 in. Promise.
Yeah, we were talking to what's-her-face, Kate Olsen.
Katie Olsen.
Yeah, and she's funny.
She's very funny.
And she was standing right outside the club, and I'm like, oh, when are you going on? She's like, you know, I'm not even sure if I am going on. She's giving out flyers. She's talking to people about getting into the club, and she's not even sure. She's like, maybe I might be able to sneak in a spot for 5 minutes. I'm like, oh, my God.
And to kill time, she's sitting at that bar all the time, understandably. How much money is she paying?
She's not getting free drinks.
Not at all.
At all.
Not at all.
He's got some kind of business.
Yeah.
But apparently that's the way to do it. That's the only way to get money.
Yeah.
It's
not
terrible.
His club, though. That club's going to fail.
I hope
Seriously.
So.
Seriously. they don't have good people. Don't perform there.
That's
the girl,
true.
Sue Costello, is there. That's it. That's it. And now Rick Shapiro goes there.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's up?
Blah.
What was I going to say? Oh, that he wants me in, before we had our fight, he wants me in his... in this contest, this new one, just to make it legit.
Up.
And I was like, God damn it, does that mean I can't win, you know?
Yeah, you can't get into the new contest.
So I'm like, I can tell that means I can't get into it, and it's not like I can, you know, sneak my name in, because obviously he won't let me win. But now, you have to pay me. You have to pay me. Now, maybe you had to pay me before anyway, but at the same time, it was $2,500 in cash that I needed. Where the fuck that went, I don't know. But
to the back rent that you...
I said I don't know. So, but no, now he's got to pay me, and I dare him. I dare him to say, like, I owe him a show or I owe him money.
Right.
Where was your recording equipment that you fucking promised? And not like we said he has some other theater next door and he has every piece of equipment we caught. Did you see his mixer?
Old.
Now, our mixer is an $80 mixer, and I guess that's all you need, but his is definitely a lesser model.
Really?
I just expected a big board, not a little
that's
mixer.
What I thought.
Maybe that's all you need, but I didn't expect like two plugs. Yeah, and he said this. So he didn't mention at the time that he's a theater of shit. He said, yeah, we're upgrading this place and we're going to have everything set up.
Right. And nothing was changed.
Our sound guy fixed the sound, made his sound place much better, so much so that I caught him trying to recruit my sound guy, you know, for me hating it, trying to recruit my sound guy, his partner who worked on the lighting too, Victor, who opened the show for me.
Yeah, all these people,
then,
he was asking them to work for him.
But then I leave and shake his hand, and you saw, you know, if I could just say this, you saw me kill, which you could say something nice, because you do want me in your club again. I go to shake his hand or whatever, and it's like, we'll talk later. We'll talk later. And you know that's like a technique to so that I think I owe you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's an actor. You know how they do.
What a great
we'll
actor.
We'll talk later. Yeah.
Oh, and I got so nervous because he was wearing like a nice jacket or a suit or something.
Whenever
I was like,
we walked
oh,
in.
My God, he's going to want to get on stage. And by the way, I was trying to get people from... I was trying to bark for your show.
Right.
I am the worst.
It's humiliating. I would never do
it. It is humiliating. It's humiliating. And the only thing that kept me out there is that I love you very much. And then Victor, right. I hope you're listening to this. Victor was like... I don't know if you heard him say it, but Victor was like, you suck. Do you even love your boyfriend?
Really?
I swear. And he was serious. He's like...
Thank you, Victor.
If you loved your boyfriend, you would really do this better. And I was like, I have no idea what to do. Right. You know, and then you saw me talk to those two guys. I'm like, oh, this is a great show. And
oh, you want to know something? So
people
you know,
are rude.
So
I don't blame them.
I don't blame them.
I don't blame
them. It's
rude
to be stopped on the street.
It's weird.
And they act like they're going to follow you into the club.
Yeah.
And the black two, I don't know why they had to be black, but the two black guys start walking away, and Sal laughs out loud.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for not telling me that day. Seriously, he laughed out loud.
Yeah. Now, meanwhile, okay, maybe you're mad at me. But I think I thought of something for you to get your money anyway, dickhead. But not to mention the fact that you do this every day. You make your little flunkies go out there.
Yeah. Are you laughing at them? Oh, my God. My head just got red. I'm so mad at him. I don't have to be nice to him ever, right, babe?
Let me check. No, I think we already talked.
Okay. I think next time I see him, I'll spit in his face.
All right.
Actually, I'll never spit in anyone's face, but I'm not going to act nice to him. He laughed. This is something that I'm trying to do also for his club.
Yeah, that'll make us feel
club.
More comfortable, too. laughing at us.
And that's another thing. It's not only embarrassing to do it, I'm doing it in front of the club, and for some reason Sal and his couple buddies, you know, are just standing out there with a sour face the whole time, even before like a certain amount of people come in or not. Right. They're standing there, and I'm like, if you go inside, this would be a lot easier for me. You know, it's embarrassing in front of
people. It's like staring at somebody working.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And this is like, how about I'm a stripper and you come and go and just like, well, people are used to staring, but like,
it's like going to a stand-up show and you just stare at me while I'm talking and telling jokes.
It's just a weird situation, and I don't need people staring at me, especially like when Sal always has that sourpuss face on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that whole like, I have business on the head and I can't bother with anyone. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm so mad at him.
And comics love, you know, just kissing his ass. Like,
I'm sorry.
You already know.
Did you want to punch him in the face when he did that?
When he did what?
When he laughed out loud.
Of course.
You did want to punch him in the face?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I want you to want to punch him in the face.
Yes.
Okay.
To be fair, though, I figured out the answer as soon as you said it. I'm like, I think the answer is better be yes. But yes, of course. Of course. The answer is I did. What a dick. You hearing this, Sal? What a dick. Where was your recording equipment that you promised me? End of story.
Yeah, you would have even postponed the show to look for some other place. But not the day before.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, he had me. You had me. At the most, 3 days. At the most, right. Sal. At the most. I called you all the time.
And that's only because our sound guy, Raven, who's awesome, decided to go there and go, let me just go check what he has. Because Sal was only going to tell him on the phone what he had or just, you know.
Right.
And even when we were sitting there going, what kind of equipment
do you have? And what's he
going to
say, what I have? You know, out of all the equipment you had, you had a mixer with three plugs. That was your equipment you had, Sal. A CD that I'm taking dead serious that you might want to be fucking nicer. You know,
your name will be on
since
it.
Your fucking club name is on the CD picture, I must want to blur it out.
That'll be too much work, though, to blur out. You have to blur it out in every frame. Ah, that sucks.
And I also want to just write on the CD where each one was done.
Yeah, but are you going to write in Sal's Hole, but don't ever go there?
No, I'll just write the now defunct Sal's Comedy Hole.
All right, I think we're talking about this too much. No,
I don't mind.
I don't mind either.
Shaking your hand and apologizing.
I hate him. Ew. And then laughing at me for trying to get people into his club. Fucking ass. Is he married?
I don't know. I know he's on the road a lot. That means nothing, though.
Everyone's on the road a lot.
Right.
I'm on the road a lot.
Right.
You're on the road a lot. You were just in Connecticut doing your shtick on Saturday. Mind you had clown makeup on, but you're on the road.
And we don't start till whatever because I'm trying to, you know, Sal's like, let me think about what I want to do before the show. And I was ready to cancel it.
Yeah, you were.
You know?
I'm so glad you didn't, though.
Oh, it definitely worked out. Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm proud of this. It's worth the cash. But, you know, everybody's like looking like, is there going to be a show? And he's like, let me think about what I want to do. So now we just got to sit in the back not knowing what to do.
And not only that, he could have done it a little more discreet.
Much more discreetly.
He
said that Evan.
Oh, yeah.
Our old roommate was hearing Sal talk to somebody else. Like, you got the bar and then where they talk, then steps and the things in like the basement. It used to be called Tribeca Comedy Basement. Even though it's not in Tribeca. They should call it Times Square Party. So, but he hears them talk and like, you know, we don't even know if there'll be a show. And some people, they're saying they're friends of him, but they didn't pay. We'll get him at the end. We'll make him pay. We'll just put it on the check.
You know why they didn't pay?
I think.
Because nobody was at the door. And I said, people are going to start coming at 6. And people started coming at 6. And you weren't there at the door to take their money. I said, I would be at the door if you want. So don't make me now go into a room and point people out of who paid and who didn't because I'm not going to. And so they were talking shit. And then once they started, they talked shit a little too loud. And now everyone's looking at us like, is everything okay? And we have no idea what to say because we are, you know, thinking about what to do. And so I'm like, oh, no, it's fine. But they're talking so loud. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. I don't know. Thanks a lot. Thanks for bringing the vibe down. Like,
yeah. Should I have another cigarette?
Right.
Is there a show today?
Yeah.
Do we still get to have cake?
Of course we get to have cake.
And I think at the end, I think that I wouldn't be surprised. I don't want to ask people, but I wouldn't be surprised if they just wrote $10 on everybody's check. I think Jason.
No.
I think they charged Jason. Like, I was hearing that, like, what's this charge? Jason has the video camera, and, like, the only, and it'll probably be the only usable sound, which isn't bad at all, right?
Right.
You saw it?
No, it was good. It was a good angle, too.
But thank God he was there.
Yeah.
And I think he got charged $10.
Oh, no. They added it on people's checks?
Yeah. So him and his girlfriend, or him and whoever, $10 each.
Sal
sure.
made a lot of money that
Sal
night.
Sal did make a lot of money that night.
Everyone who came in ate something.
Yes, they did.
They ate something, and they drank more than two drinks.
Yeah.
Sal made
drank plenty. You know, between me and Victor, there's an hour.
Right. And then they got...
They drank, and all my friends are drinkers.
Yeah. And they got what?
Everybody was getting appetizers, even, you know.
And Sal got the entire door money. Which is a lot of money.
Yeah.
I think he got at least $200.
I'm sure.
What the?
I'm sure. And then he was saying, he was counting. He's like, okay, here's what we promised. You know, this amount. So I would get $700. So you take half of that, and that's $400. And then you have... it's a little less for college people, so we'll take $100 off that. So you can bring in free people if you want for food and drink. Just give me $300.
Yeah?
Yeah, and keep the rest of that money.
Yeah.
Fuck it then.
What an ass.
Let's see how the vibe is now. And it was good, dickhead. It was good. Can't wait till I'm on Letterman, you shithead. and then we borrowed my sister's computer, which I didn't want to tell her. I don't think we even need.
Well, it turns out it didn't go well into the computer.
Right.
The sound sounds funny.
Right. And I said, oh, so she needs it for work, but she's letting me use it anyway, and somehow working around it. And I say, yeah, it's real good. I'm going to see if I can get Victor's computer, which is like a newer computer. And she's like, oh, so you didn't even need it? And I'm like, no, as backup. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, God damn it. So I don't want to tell you that, you know, after that and after I lost your wireless card somehow this morning, I had it in my hand. I had everything in my hand. Yeah. I walk into the car and somehow it's not there when I get to our house.
Yeah, and sound cards are very expensive.
Not sound cards, wireless cards.
Yeah, wireless cards. Yeah, they're expensive. And also, she had to go
and it's
somewhere.
Like she knew. She's like, don't give it to Keith.
Yeah, she had to go somewhere after the show. And because the saving process was taking so long, she had to leave it with us for the whole weekend. And she needs it where she's going. She was really sweet about it. And I felt so bad. And we had to give it to her this morning. And then we give it to her with one part missing. Good. Mm. That's good. We're never borrowing anybody's anything. Last time we did something, we borrowed my mother's laptop. We gave her laptop back to her. It's not even turning on anymore.
It was working up to the... It was working all the time. We had...
Yeah.
There's nothing shady. We didn't drop it. Nothing.
We didn't even do anything to it. Like,
yeah, we ended up not using it, really.
So we need to not borrow laptops.
Don't lend us shit.
No. Don't let us lend us anything. In
you
fact,
can take us out. You can go out to dinner with us, and we'll pay our share.
That's true. Don't, and we'll tip.
Don't lend us anything that night, though.
No. I think from anyone that I borrowed music, I never gave it back. Not because, well, obviously because I'm an asshole, but just because I forget that I have it, or I forget to give it back to the person when I see them. But you borrowed a DVD from your brother. You never gave it back. And I know you're not going to.
No, they're all by the TV.
Uh-huh.
No, he was here.
That's not his house by the TV.
He can visit.
He can visit. He lives 2 hours away.
It's a younger brother.
Younger brothers you're allowed to step on. I think that's it for Sal's Comedy Hole. What's going on in the news?
I don't know. Sal's a dick. That's in the news.
That is in the news.
Sal. For the next 20 minutes, fucking Sal. Victor, I want to say, was good. I really liked him. I thought he was excellent. And he cared about the thing, you know, like Joey Gay in the first CD. You can tell, and I don't know what I expect, but they just care more about the CD.
They definitely
than
take
themselves.
It seriously. Yeah. They take it seriously. They understand that it's being recorded for you and not for
they
them.
Somehow, you know, insert a reference about me.
Yeah,
you know, going like, okay, this will be good for your CD.
Victor even mentioned me, and he mentioned the podcast as well.
Yeah,
he's very
which
cool.
He definitely did not take fucking seriously.
No,
whatever.
He didn't.
I mean, the show's fine. But that Victor's in. But
I don't think he took it seriously
he
until
thought we were just
until we started. Yeah. Right. Well, until like 5 minutes into what we started, because when we walked in,
like we mentioned briefly, yeah, we walk into his house.
Well, he first of all, I don't think he wanted to come over to our place because our place is a little further away from where it needs to be. So he was like, "Why don't you just come?"
Not
to
far,
my-
but people in New York are lazy about their boroughs.
That's
Manhattan
true.
Doesn't leave Manhattan. If you live on Lower Manhattan, you don't go up above 14th Street.
Right.
Not because it's bad, just because that's a big street and that's far enough to go.
I used to be like that.
Queens is Queens, Brooklyn is Brooklyn.
When I lived on the Lower East Side, nobody used to see me in Queens, and I had like all my friends were in Queens, and I'm like, why would I go to Queens? Mm-hmm. So anyway, he's like, come do it at my place. I have something that you can record on. I have a computer that has some sound thing that you can record on, and just bring your equipment. Mind you, our equipment is heavy, but we're like, okay, we have a car, let's go there. He's a cool guy. We walk in, his response is, you have equipment? Like,
we have 3 microphones, 3 headphones, our mixer, blah, blah, blah.
Like all the
equipment.
Stuff.
And there's his laptop on his desk that's so fucking crowded with shit.
So there's no place to put anything.
We end up holding our mics for that show, sitting on two people on a bed, one person in a chair.
Yeah, and I think he was like, he asked me, do you guys even know how to interview people? And I'm like, come on, man. This is, you know.
Could you know, you know? And you don't want to, you want them to get into it right away, so you don't want to say, you mean talk?
Yeah. You mean, could we ask you questions?
You're right, we didn't go to school for it.
Do we know how to raise our voice when it's time for a question? So then once we get into it. And
we should have just fucked around with him. Like right there, we like wink at each other and just, you know what I mean? Just cut him off every story because he hates being cut off.
He does hate being cut off. Yeah. He gives you that face of like, can I finish?
Yeah, like I remember one, I forget what he was talking about, but I kept like inserting a joke here and there. And then you just hear like, I have the rest of the story.
And it was an awesome show, and he's an awesome guy.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think we told him all this anyway. And then at the end, he actually said, and I wish we had this on the recording, he said, it was a better interview than a lot of other people. And he's been interviewed by some serious people, including Pat O'Brien, which we won't give away.
Story.
It's on the Victor Varnado show. That was a good story. And he's very good to interview. Like, he doesn't give those one-word answers.
Yeah.
Like, so we heard you were born in blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah. Like, some people would do that, I think. Sure. He just went into story after story. It was really, really awesome. It flowed well, and an hour's worth of time just flew by. And he's a very good stand-up comedian.
The show's getting good, I'm not gonna give nothing away. Just as a teaser, though, we got big plans for the show. Something's happening.
Oh yeah.
And I'll tell you, if you're on the Keith and the Girl team, you're on the winning side. That's all I'm saying. Big things. Anything else about the stand-up show? I don't. We only have it on regular video camera tape, and it's on my sister's computer. Otherwise, I'd play a little bit. But right now, buy the first CD and get caught up.
Yeah, we're going to edit it. And maybe we can put it out in less than a year.
You guys, weren't spelling it out, but you were saying how good this one was. So you're kind of saying, like, how much better, or I don't know how much, but this is better than the first one.
Actually, that was
And it wasn't until I said that later you said, I know I said last night, this is better than the first one, but it got me thinking. I'm like, no, you didn't say that. I kind of dragged it out of you.
But I was talking to Mona today about it. And she said, and she agreed with me, and she kind of, I don't know, but she said this one was a continuous story, and the other one was like more segments of different things. She remembers Mardi Gras a lot last time. But I don't know, I like the whole like, okay, I'm sitting back and you're telling me a story thing rather than like the other thing.
Right.
But I think, but she liked the other thing better.
Oh, and then Adam, my friend Adam, like we always told each other, especially if my career works out. I'll just hire you to tell me that I'm doing stupid shit. You know what I mean? Not enough of these stars have people like that. You need that same friend
to go. What the fuck?
Right? To go? Yeah. What are you thinking? No, don't have a reality show about your family. That lessens you, Farrah.
I had that when I went on tour a year and a half ago. So I hit New York towards the end of the tour, and by then I was kind of used to, it was weird, but after the show, if I go out. And people see me on their way out. People ask me for autographs, which is weird. So when I was in Manhattan, after I got off the stage, there was still some show going on, and I came down. I saw all my friends, and somebody interrupted and said, "Will you sign my autograph?" So all my friends were like, "Ha ha! Sign your autograph! Ha ha ha! I'm just signing autographs. I want your autograph
can I get
too.
One?
Can I have one? Yeah, sign my shirt." And I'm like, oh my God, I understand that you're keeping me down to earth, but you're embarrassing the shit out of someone.
Oh, during then, I didn't think.
While it's going on, and I'm like, okay, make fun of me in just a second. I don't want this person to think that you're making fun of them like they want an autograph.
Sure. Yeah.
I was so embarrassed.
So Adam wants to, you know, keep me grounded. So he tells me, he's like, I got to say, and this is what you pay me for. Well, you don't pay me, but anyway. And he was so drunk. Like, he got drunk so fast.
He came in drunk or something.
For ending up such a fat fuck.
Oh, stop.
He couldn't handle much beer. So so he goes, I think I like the other one better. Like,
right away.
You can wait a day. You can let me enjoy the night. But I'll tell you what, between, you guys saying you like this one better, you know, these guys saying that they like the other one better. I'll take that.
Yeah, I think it counts for taste. I think it's definitely a different type of...
They're all the best. Good.
Yeah, it's different. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to buy both to compare. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
So, see, and I got... this one, the stand-up, was probably about 40 minutes, which I knew. And so the CD is definitely going to have bonus stuff I'm not giving away, but...
Do you know what the extras are going to be already?
But I'm going to get into it. Now it's going to... You know, not just because he's Chris Rock, but you can compare what's going to happen to, like, a Chris Rock album or Adam Sandler things. I don't know. I'm excited.
Oh, it's going to be comparable to those
guys.
Yeah,
there'll be, like, maybe a skit or two. Definitely a real song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to get to, you have to work.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm excited.
You look excited. It's funny.
So I'll buy the first CD so I have some money to do stuff with the second.
You're right.
Thank you, guys.
206-3-FUCK-69, keithandthegirl.com, keith@chite.com, chemda@chemda.com. And we like your emails. We definitely like your posts on shitecom.lipsin.com. Very, very cool. We like the individual...
I like that because they take the time, you know? Especially now, I'm kind of nervous because we gave it away. But before, they kind of had to find it. So they found it, and there's people deliberately finding it. So whether you have something good or bad to say, you really had something to say.
Yeah, it's cool. It's not like just a general on Podcast Alley where you just go, your show is great. People actually comment about what we say, and we definitely, definitely look forward to that. I love it. So keep it up.
All right.
Later.
Good things coming. Thanks.
Heads up! That I ain't trying to hear. Get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that. Get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that. Geek, I ain't playing around. Make one false move, I take it down. Get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that. Get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that. So come on, don't get swung on. It's the knick-knack, paddywhack, steel riding Cadillacs, family off the streets. Made my homies put the baggies back. Still stacking plaques, still action-packed. And dope, I keep it flipping like acrobats. That's why I pack a Mac, that'll crack a back. Cause on my waist, it's more heat than the Shaq attack. But I ain't speaking about bowling, just thinking about brawling till y'all start falling. We all in together now, birds of a feather now. Just bought a plane, so we changing the weather now. So put your brakes on, caps, put your capes on, and knock off your block. Get dropped and have your face flown. Cause I'll prove it, scratch off the music like, hey, little stupid, don't make me lose it. Why you all in my ear, talking a whole bunch of shit that I ain't trying to hear? Get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that. Get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that. Geek, I ain't playing around, make one false move, I take it down. Get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that. Get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that.
I saw,
I hit him right dead in the jaw.
In the jaw.
I came,
I saw,
I hit him right dead in the jaw.
In the jaw.
I came, I saw, I hit him right dead in the jaw.
In the jaw.
I came, I saw, I hit him right dead in the jaw.
In the jaw.
See, I caught him with a right hook, caught him with a jab. Caught him with an uppercut, kicked him in his ass. Sent him on his way, cause I ain't for that talk. Ain't no trips to the county, I ain't for that walk. We split like two pins at the end of a lane. We'll knock out your spotlight and put an end to your veins. Put a DTP pendant at the end of your chain. And put the booty of a swish at the end of a plane. Why you all in my ear talking a whole
shit that I ain't trying to hear. Get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that. Get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that. Geek, geek, woo, woo. I ain't playing around. Make one false move, I take you down. Get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that. Get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that. Hey, you want what with me? I'ma tell you one time, don't fuck with me. Get down, cause I ain't got nothing to lose. And I'm having a bad day, don't make me take it out on you. You want what with me? I'ma tell you one time, don't fuck with me. Get down, cause I ain't got nothing to lose. And I'm having a bad day, don't make me take it out on you. Man, cause I don't wanna do that. I wanna have a good time and enjoy my jack. Sit back and watch the women get drunk as hell, so I can wake up in the morning with a story to tell. I know it's been a little while since I've been out the house, but now I'm here, you wanna stand around running your mouth? I can't hear nothing you saying or spitting, so what's up? Don't you see we in the club, man? Shut the fuck up. Geek, geek, woo, woo. Why you all in my ear talking a whole bunch of shit that I ain't trying to hear? Get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that. Get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that. Geek, geek, woo, woo. I ain't playing around. Make one false move, I take it down. Get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that. Get back, motherfucker, you don't know me like that. We in the red light district. We in the red light district.